Track 11, Meeting the Expectations of Your Administrator. On the last track, we discussed how different communication styles can synchronize with an analytical to create a teamwork atmosphere. On this track, we will examine how each of the teamwork styles can synchronize their behaviors with analyticals. Track 7 provided you with specific information regarding how each communication style can best create a teamwork atmosphere with the driver. Now let's summarize everything and make a game plan, so to speak, for the take-charge drivers in your facility. On this track, we will discuss expectations that the driver has and strategies for giving the driver what he or she expects. At the end of the track, you will be provided with a checklist of do's and don'ts to shift your communication style to create a team-building atmosphere with the driver. As you know, the title of this track is Meeting the Expectations of Your Administrator. Oftentimes, department heads, corporate consultants, and facility administrators are drivers because task-focused, assertive personalities tend to be hired into these positions. As I said, tend to be, and of course there are always exceptions to every generality. Thus, a driver may be the person to whom you report. So, how do you meet his or her expectations? And even more of a challenge is, how do you meet his or her expectations when a conflict arises? As you know, regarding conflict resolution with any staff member, you need to, 1, establish in your mind what your position is, 2, confirm that the problem exists and is worth solving, and 3, secure a commitment to proceed towards a solution. Regarding the personality of the driver, the following expectations have an impact when you are making your first face-to-face contact with your administrator or director of nursing or whomever you have defined as a driver. The driver expects you to provide a business-like atmosphere, give quick evidence that you have the expertise to solve problems and provide benefits, and use time efficiently. The driver will also expect documented factual information emphasizing results and want actions to happen quickly. Drivers also expect a person to ask the right questions and support the driver's ideas and objectives. The following list focuses on considerations that reflect the needs and expectations of the driver and suggest how you can best position yourself in terms of these considerations, especially if you feel a conflict exists between the two of you. First, it can be productive with the driver to focus on results in terms of the task. Second, drivers value competence and capability. Third, effectiveness in getting the job done is a high priority of the driver. In addition to results, competence and capability, and effectiveness, drivers value quality. Drivers appreciate adaptability regarding making a specific plan or procedure fit a given need. Therefore, another value that drivers have is flexibility, especially with respect to coping with changes. Finally, drivers want planned action, such as, here's what I'll do, here's how I'll do it, and this is when it will happen. Let me repeat that, because it bears repeating. Drivers want planned action, such as, here's what I'll do, here's how I'll do it, and this is when it will happen. Consider this track a pep talk to play just prior to entering your meeting with a driver where a potential conflict may arise. Be clear, specific, brief, and to the point. Stick to business. Come prepared with all the required information, facts, and figures. Present the facts logically and plan your presentation efficiently. Ask specific questions. Provide alternatives and choices for making their own decisions. Provide facts and figures about probability of success or effectiveness of options. If you disagree, take issue with the facts, not the person. If you agree, support results, not the driver. Rather than saying, "You did a good job during the state survey," say, "Your department or the facility received a much better report from the surveyors than last year." Motivate and persuade by referring to objectives and results. After talking business, depart graciously. In a few minutes, I will ask you to turn your CD player off. When you hear the musical tone, summarize a game plan for conflict resolution with a driver in your facility, whether it is your administrator or another staff member. So, be thinking of your action plan as I provide you with a checklist of things not to do when anticipating a conflict with a driver. Here's what not to do. Don't ramble on or waste their time. Don't try to build a personal relationship. Don't forget or lose things. Don't confuse the driver, who may be your corporate consultant or administrator. Do not distract their mind from business. Don't leave loopholes or cloudy issues if you don't want to be zapped. Don't ask rhetorical or useless questions. Don't come with a ready-made decision, and don't make decisions for the driver. In your argument, don't speculate wildly or offer guarantees and assurances where there is risk these guarantees cannot be met. If you disagree, don't let it reflect on the driver personally. If you agree, don't reinforce it with, "I'm with you." Don't try to convince by personal means. Don't direct or order. Don't do an epilogue after finishing business. Well, there you have it. A whole arsenal of tactics, do's and don'ts regarding meeting the expectations of a driver in your facility, who just may be your administrator. Strongly consider replaying this track often and reviewing it so well that you can recall key points from memory with no effort. Make these concepts part of you, as I hope you do the other track on the 2CD set, to build a teamwork environment in your facility. Whether the driver you have been thinking about during this track is your administrator or not, when you hear the musical tone, turn your CD player off and either review in your mind or write down specific actions you need to take to prepare for your next important meeting with a driver in your facility. On the next track, we will discuss conflict resolution with an expressive staff member with whom you wish to build a teamwork relationship.